I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are in Grand Rapids at WFGR. A little bit of 80s, 90s, and now. Kind of just like Bob and I. You know what? 80s, 90s, and now.
Yeah, I start in right. The 50s.
Yeah, right, yeah. I guess we did start a little earlier than that. But anyway, it's good to be back, and we appreciate you all tuning in. Thanks again to all of our wonderful sponsors. You'll hear their ads on our show here, but without them, we wouldn't have been able to come back. And we picked up a new one. Our friends up at Chase Creek Smokehouse. I've been there a few times myself. You happen to be friends and like classmates of the proprietor.
That's right.
So what a great place if you've never been there.
And want to give a shout out to our producer here, Trevor Swanson's doing a great job. Our new man on the scene.
Right.
And we have to have that because we're just not studio guys. We're meant for live.
Yeah. The only big board I can ride is one with a pontoon underneath it. That's it, man.
You need a 50 horse on the back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Have you noticed, and anybody out there, hit us on Facebook, are you still hearing songbirds? My buddy put a Facebook message up the other day, and he said, the songbirds are already gone. And everybody's commenting, oh, no, don't say it.
Yeah, right.
But like this week it got into the 50s. And it's weird because I don't have any songbirds right now either. The hummingbirds are still around. But
yep.
Anyway, I'm not grilling hummingbirds. But, yeah, thanks for the welcome aboard to Chase Creek. It's a great place to try out awesome barbecue. It's a huge place right on US 10.
Well, let me tell you though, there's that trail that
snowmobile trail.
The snowmobile trail, the RV trail, this time of year, it goes from Ludington over to the other side of the state. I don't know where it ends on the other side.
I think it's an ATV trail. Right. Don't bring your RV down.
Right. But yeah, so my they're all recreational vehicles. But my point is it's a great stop on that trail because
that's
it's literally
it
right on the trail. And so it's a great destination wherever you pick up a trailhead to head there because there's plenty of ample watering and some really, really good food. Got a big old deck out there. I don't know if he's using that this time of year. I think hugely, rather than inside.
Yeah, we sat out there when we stopped to visit him last weekend on the way back. So, camping. I know you're not big on camping, so I'll ask this question. Tent or RV?
Come on. You know that answer before you ask it. I don't lay on the ground. It's just not what I like to do, man. I've done it with you, right? I'd rather sleep in my car seat than I would on the ground. Just not comfortable.
How about if you had an air mattress?
Well, it'd have to be a thick one.
We do. We have a big queen size, another Coleman piece with a little blower on it.
Yeah.
And a charger will last you about three fills. Of course, all cars have 110 chargers now anyway,
right.
So you can charge it in between if you have to. With that and then a nice set of sheets and a big comforter, it's really pretty good sleeping.
Yeah, that's only two steps away from the hotel where I stay, right?
Okay.
I mean, I can come out to the lake and sit by the lake with you till it's dark. I'll just go home and I can sit by the fire with you after dark. But if I can go back and sleep in a bed, take a shower in the morning, come back, I'll bring you breakfast.
So you might be the kind of guy to get an RV then.
Right. I might be. Yeah.
Travel trailer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't have one of those either. I've always just scratched my head. People really enjoy that.
Yes.
Right. And I've been to people's places. I've never owned one. I've been to people's places and I've had a great time when I've been up. But my thought is that you're going to spend $20,000 to $80,000 on that travel trailer and another $50,000 to $70,000 on a truck to pull it. That pays for a hell of a lot of hotel rooms, man.
Well, but look at like where we were last week. All these cool places, there were no hotels around.
Well,
nothing.
I mean,
nothing.
You're telling me Grand Marais has no hotels? Yeah, they do.
I found one room in the diviest place in town. She wanted $150.
Right.
I would never go there again because I said, wow, that's steep because your neighbors are all charging like $100. And she goes, but I have a room.
Right.
And I said, how about a military discount? She goes, I'll give you $5. And I said, you just lost me.
Right.
Military discount is worth $5 to you. I wouldn't stay in that room. I don't care what you charge.
Well, you ran into a unique proprietor, and he or she will remain nameless. But my point is just for me, no more than I do it, because I don't go away weeks and weeks and weeks. It's 10 times a year I'll get a hotel night.
And, so you might be inclined to maybe rent a little motorhome and take a tour around the
state. Lisa would love to do that.
Yeah.
Lisa would love
to
do that.
That's why I'm saying you might be inclined.
Right, right.
You're going to be inclined.
Right, yeah. Or I'll be declined. Yeah.
I'm going to promote it.
Right. But, yeah, I would do that, and I would enjoy
it. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And my goal is to get one of these little Mercedes motorhomes.
Yeah?
Because I hope to retire in about 6-7 years, and when I do, I want to have that thing paid for, and it's got that 5-cylinder diesel in it, uh-huh. and you can just go anywhere you want and get 20 miles a gallon.
Right.
Whereas my buddies have big pushers, and they get 8 to 10.
Right.
And I just have a problem with that.
Well, and it all depends how many people you want with you and where you want to go and all of that other stuff,
That's
right?
not what they're thinking. They just want a big, bad fiberglass pusher.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, again, if I've got a buddy that's got one, happy to ride with them.
Oh, they're fun.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of fun.
Not against them at all.
Yeah. We're not going to have tailgate season this year, it looks like. That's a whole nother subject. But
yeah.
That's when they're a ton of fun, is you pack 4, 5, 6 couples in one of those things and you got a bartender in the back. And when you get there, you fire the grills up and, you know, you're tailgating.
So here's another way to do it. Get your little motorhome or get a little pop-up and then throw a couple kayaks on top. And Alan Bob sells a fishing kayak that
I have
in my sights. I want a fishing kayak because we were kayaking and fishing around my brother-in-law's lake when I got those crappies. I was in his fishing boat, but you can, you know, certainly go out in a kayak and do it just as easily.
Right.
And I'll tell you, it's just so nice to be out there on a lake like that that's so quiet and just to cast away. There's a ton of bass in there.
Right.
And you can just have a ball and right. get some exercise.
And, you know, this is going to sound weird, but it's the cricket time of year right now, right? The crickets are full grown. You can go out and catch them. There is not a better bait on earth for crappie or bluegill than a live cricket on the end of the line, man. And you can find them. Where you were, out in the woods, I guarantee they were everywhere.
Well,
you just had to dig around and find them a little bit.
I put a crawler harness on and some big night crawlers, and they seem to really enjoy those.
Yeah. Yeah. They nip the end off them is all, but they do the same
Only
thing with the cricket
times.
Legs. Right, yeah, right, till they get to the hook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
God, I haven't been fishing much this summer. I've been twice with Charlie, my buddy, and that's it. And we did well both times, but... just slips away. Here we are, the middle of August, and already almost.
Do you ever use leeches this time of year?
I have, not lately. Usually walleye fishing.
Right.
And when
early.
You're earlier on in the northern lakes, up north of here from where we are anyway.
What I did, our wedding anniversary was just a couple days ago. We have birthdays and anniversaries like crazy right now. And I bought my wife for our anniversary present these really cool folding camp chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you needed some?
Yeah, we did. And she kept saying she didn't want anything and trying to be careful during this lockdown not to spend too much. And I found these online. The site is called IRRPERB, Earperb.
Popular.
IRRPERB. These things are so cool. They're made in America.
America,
okay?
baby.
They are.
Our
and
kind of stuff.
They have these little metal frames that you put together, very sturdy looking, and then this kind of bag chair that comes out and sits in these two crotches, and the thing actually has a little bit of a rocking effect, so you can tilt it back a little or you can sit up. It's the coolest chair I've ever seen for taking to either a tailgate, a ball game, over
campfire.
Your friend's campfire around their backyard if you want your own chair.
Sure.
Camping, anything like that. IRRPERB. I saw them on Facebook. They're running a bunch of ads on them. But they're made in America, and I'm going to tell you how much we like them maybe next week.
Cool. Well, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about some places are hearing this on Saturday. Others are going to hear it on Sunday. But the next time you hear my voice, I'll be a married man. So my best man, Barbecue Bob, is hosting my wedding in his backyard. And I just want to publicly say thank you. Lisa and I are very, very grateful. You've got a beautiful setting back there. And we are just so looking forward. We're going to have a little intimate affair with just like 14 people there. But Bob has agreed to sign the marriage license as a witness for me. So we're really
appreciate that.
So we're going to be celebrating this weekend that Lisa and I are going to be married on. And I chose August 8th because even a dumb grilling guy like me can remember 8-8. Because I ate a lot, right? So we're gonna make it happen. But anyway, looking forward to that. Thank you. We're going to have a great menu. Coming up next, we're going to trim my wedding brisket. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.